Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And today's episode is all about Elvis's 20th movie, Frankie and Johnny.
Yeah, so what'd you think about it?
You know, this was fun, especially after coming off of Harum Scarum, which wasn't our favorite.
Right.
You know, I think anything is sort of a
step up.
A step up, yes. That's a good word for from Harum Scarum. But this is really colorful, super musical, lots of fun songs and fun dance musical numbers, that kind of thing.
Right.
I had fun with it. What about you?
Yeah, I really liked it. There was a few times that I really did laugh out loud. I loved the costumes. I know you and I talked about that.
Yeah, the costumes are beautiful. I thought they were fun.
He had a blazer during one of the songs that he was doing where it was a black sparkle.
Right.
Gorgeous. Yeah. And I loved how he and Frankie matched in that magenta and blue. And of course, we can't forget Nellie's hot pink and red getup.
I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that was a showstopper. So I thought the costumes were good. The songs were good. I liked the kind of musical Broadway feel that it brought or that it was trying to bring.
Yeah, it did feel very Broadway.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
And even though the plot was the typical girl-boy, at least it was a little bit more complex this time.
Yeah.
And only one fist fight. So they filled the air with more than just kissing and fighting. So.
Yeah, definitely. And that's sort of the whole plot of the movie is, you know, Elvis is, you know, he's on a riverboat. Of course, if you dig riverboats and this is your movie.
Yes.
He's a gambler. He's sort of, you know, he's not maybe making all the best choices in the world. And he's playing Johnny, obviously. And as he calls a gypsy fortune teller, which I don't think gypsy is exactly the word we want to use anymore, but a fortune teller tells him, you know, you need to find a lucky redhead. And his girlfriend, Frankie, is not redhead.
She's blonde.
She is.
So that's a problem.
Like Savannah.
Yeah.
But then he meets the lovely redheaded Nellie Bly. Kind of turns his head a little bit. It all just goes from there, really.
Right.
Cute plot, a good cast. We liked a lot of this cast. I mean, his leading lady who plays Frankie is Donna Douglas. A lot of you probably know her as Ellie Mae from the Beverly Hillbillies. She's such a charmer. She's so adorable.
She is cute.
Yeah.
She's a cute little Southern belle.
Yes. And I loved Cully. That was Harry Morgan from MASH. I love me some MASH.
Yep, I recognized him immediately.
Yes. And Nellie Bly was played by the lovely Nancy Kovac. And I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, I thought this was a great cast. You know, Elvis was probably excited to work with these people. And I thought with the costumes, the songs, the plot, the cast, I mean, I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it may not hold up to, say, a King Creole or a Jailhouse Rock, but following Harum Scarum, hey, I was good with this.
Right. And there were some funny parts, too, you know,
the
part where they go to get their costumes and the guy's like, you know, this is the only costume that Madame or Madame Pompadour, and yet all the girls end up pretty much being
exactly
that costume. So there were some cute little parts. One thing I did make note of is, did you see Nellie's waist?
No, I don't guess I noticed
that.
Oh,
my
tiny?
Goodness. Tiny.
Of course.
She probably could not breathe. And then Mitzi. We both said that Mitzi
I liked Mitzi, and then I loved Abigail. I thought she was a really good drunk. I mean, I can't imagine, not being a theater person, that it would be easy actually to play a very good drunk.
Right.
But I mean, to me, when I think of a good drunk, I think of Lucille Ball and Vitamina Benjamin,
you know.
But then I thought the lady who played Abigail, I did not write her name down, but I thought she did a really good job.
Yeah, she did. She definitely did.
And as we said earlier, too, we always sort of make note, if you're looking to watch a Elvis movie that's maybe short and sweet, try this one. It's just under 90 minutes. You see Elvis 3 minutes in.
Right.
Which is not bad. I mean, not a long way to wait to see that nice face. And it was filming began on May 25th, 1965, and then it premiered March 31st, 1966. there was actually an original version from 1934, also called Frankie and Johnny, with Helen Morgan and Chester Morris. It was Morgan's last movie, but yeah, it's you know, it's not the Elvis version. I mean, it's similar to, but not. And then I think you said there was a version from 91 too, but it's,
I think it's a completely different movie. They just took the title.
I guess I've never seen
it. It's Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, so maybe we should check that out and see what's up with that. We mentioned a while ago Donna Douglas. This was her first major film appearance, which is really cool. It was directed by Frederick de Cordova. He directed more than 40 movies, but he's also known for producing TV shows like The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, actually, Frankie and Johnny is based on an actual murder. So if you want to go Google that like I did, because I love true crime, you can go Google that. But it's also more than that. It's also an American popular song. It's about a woman named Frankie who shoots her lover Johnny dead after he cheated on her. And the actual murders date back to the early 1800s. And I've seen a bunch of different versions of it, of it's Frankie and Albert and Frankie and Alan. And I don't know that it's based maybe on one specific murder, but there are several different things that sort of led to this name coming about. And Nellie Bly mentioned that character earlier. Not sure who she all was supposed to be in this movie. I mean, she was sort of, you know, the fun, I guess, what's my word? Romantic rival. That's right. My word. But in real life, if you Google, Google Nellie Bly. She was really cool. She was an investigative journalist, and she paved the way for a lot of other female journalists. And look her up and learn more about her, because she's a very cool lady.
Well, let's hear what the fans thought.
The fans. The fans, we asked on social media, so if you follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, and we're on there as Elvis Presley's Graceland on Facebook and as Visit Graceland on Twitter. Travis on Facebook said he loved the scene where Frankie throws all of Johnny's money out the window.
That is funny.
That is a good scene. And also he liked the closing number, which is a good one.
Yeah.
And Paul on Twitter said, of course, the title song, Frankie and Johnny. And then Brad on Twitter said he liked the song Hard Luck, which is the scene where Elvis is singing and there's a little boy playing the harmonica. And
I thought that was cute.
It's a very good scene.
Yeah, I like that. There were a lot of cute little scenes. Like I said, the costume one really stood out to me. I love the scene where they tried to trick Johnny, Elvis, into thinking that Frankie was Nellie. And then Nellie became Frankie, and then blah, blah, blah.
Cute.
So that was cute. Of course, the scene at the end, so if you haven't seen it, sorry, spoiler alert, but she accidentally shoots Johnny with a real gun.
Right, and you're sort of like, oh gosh, no, not
you're
Elvis.
Like, Elvis is dead. but actually, this random, because earlier when they did a close-up of that lucky cricket, so he has a lucky cricket, almost like gold medallion necklace.
Right.
And they did a close-up, and I was like, well, okay.
Yeah.
And then later you understand why, because that actually is what took the bullet for him. So it was cute. It was a cute movie. I liked it. I thought it was a fun watch. And we're both sick, and we both still liked it.
Yeah.
So that should we're show
little,
you something.
We're a little under the weather here at Graceland.
We are.
But that's okay. We have Elvis to cheer us up.
Exactly.
So that's all good.
It's getting cold here in Memphis, so we're trying to adjust.
Yeah, definitely. our next movie is Paradise Hawaiian Style.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that, especially since it is getting colder here in Memphis.
And we can pretend like we're there.
Yes, in Hawaii. Yes. And if you want to come to Memphis, though, even though it is getting a little chilly, if you want to feel some warm temperatures here at Memphis, you may not feel them outside, but you will feel them in Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum. That's where, if you are into Elvis's movies, there's an entire section on Elvis's movies in there. You can see props and costumes and scripts, all the movie posters, if you're into movie posters. And, of course, there are jumpsuits and, you know, different parts from his career, but there is an entire section on the movies, so you have to come check that out.
Yeah, and don't forget our Christmas concert coming up December 15th and 16th, I think. So that would be a great way to do a little December Christmas trip to Graceland, see the guest house, see our new little concerts. I think this is our first time ever doing something for Christmas.
Like that. Well, I mean, as in concerts, yes. I mean, we always have the lighting ceremony, but this is our first time to actually have concerts, which
and our food and beverage, our restaurants are now doing apple cider and hot cocoa.
Yeah,
and
you have to come enjoy
and
it.
All those things, and maybe you can see the leaves as they finish falling.
Yeah,
they're almost done.
Yeah, it's so pretty here. So yeah, watch some Paradise Hawaiian Style. Make your plans to see us here at Graceland. And thanks. And we will holler at you in a week or two.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Oh, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.